Okay, we're starting the shack meeting on 5/9/23 at 8:31 in the cafeteria. Okay, so water day is next week. Wednesday, Thursday. Okay, so do y'all know which days? I know you said both, right?
I think you said she can do both.
Both on that. Okay, Ashley, you want one or not?
I'm trying to remember what day Alex was out there.
Alex is on that Wednesday.
Okay, I'll have to do Thursday.
Okay.
I doubt. Just put me down for both.
Put you down for both?
Yeah.
Okay. And I wrote last time y'all were gonna bring some grocery sacks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we will four that day.
Okay.
A bunch of Walmart sacks.
Oh, I've all arranged too.
Yeah, because they load up.
She said
she had some too.
Miss Wilson had.
Okay.
I just walked up.
Do you still have the grocery sacks for the water days when they buy a whole load of candy?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll get them from the cafeteria. Tuesday or...
And don't forget, we've got those hug drinks.
I'm just going to ask you about
those. Let's get rid of those.
How many boxes do you have?
I think there's six.
I have one in the office. There's seven. So we'll just sell those.
Seven boxes of the hugs? Okay. So we made a list of what we got in the closet. It wasn't much, but there's plenty of sour straws. Only
don't
one.
Need anymore.
Okay.
There's a lot.
Only one box of Ring Pops, six boxes of Sour Patch Kids, two boxes of Blow Pops, and the seven boxes of Hugs is all we got. Maybe like a couple of hot chips, but not very much.
Okay.
I was planning on going this weekend.
Yeah, us three are gonna go too. So.
Okay, so I'd also want to buy, like, I'm not gonna go till probably Sunday. So if I know what y'all have before I go, then I can just get the rest.
Okay.
You can just send me a message of what you got.
Okay.
You don't have to bring it up here or anything. You can bring it the day of the thing. Just send me a message of what y'all got.
Okay.
That way when I go, I can go, okay, well, we need more water or chips or whatever.
Okay.
So do you need money donation? If y'all are going shopping, is that the best thing? How can I help?
I've always just done it myself before, and like I just wrote it off as a donation through like Patriot or the repo company or whatever.
Okay.
However, I mean, what happens to our money from like that we made last year?
That's what I'm asking. We have money.
Okay.
If y'all want to go with some of that, that's I can give you some money from that, or I'll just pay you back. That'd probably be the easiest one to do. Go and bring me your receipt.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because we do have somebody from last year.
Okay.
Well, that's good. That's what I was wondering. Like, yeah. Who's buying all this?
Right.
Food
yeah. And
stuff.
That's what I usually. So if y'all just give me like a receipt or something, I can put it on.
Okay.
I gotta have. You know, I always have plenty of change, and I'll make sure we have plenty of quarters that day. Quarters go pretty quick too.
Yeah.
We do in the little bottles for water and Powerades again. Didn't we do little bottles last year?
Yes.
We did the little bottles.
Yeah.
I mean, it's easy to get in there and think.
Did they like the Powerades?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because we had lots of water left over. We didn't have very many Powerades.
Oh, yeah, they went through the Powerades.
You drink them, even if you don't have the blue.
But they
color
don't drink the big ones.
Yeah,
the big ones,
blue
they drink
red.
A little bit.
Yeah, even if you got, they're like, okay, fine, give me the orange.
Small. And then y'all said small waters, the little bitty waters. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're more
better.
Expensive, but.
Well, and they don't waste them.
I'm just trying to think of what we went through last year that was like, we just ran through it.
You guys did that
early.
I'm trying not to be too polite on that. What did we go through last year that we just like plowed through it? I can't remember what it is.
The hot chips and the sour candy.
Sour candy and was it red Powerade?
Red and blue, I think.
Red and blue.
And not the dark blue.
The light blue.
Apparently there's two different kinds. Yes.
The ice blue.
Yeah.
Oh, I used to have those long pixie sticks. I haven't seen them again.
I cannot find those.
We had them for like 2 years in a row, but then we sold them. So, but I haven't seen those again.
Those are popular too, but I haven't seen them anywhere either.
I haven't either.
I'll put it down a little.
I did get 3 slides this year. I got a 16, and 18, and a 20 or 22 foot. So I got a bigger one for the bigger kids. Last year, the pre-Ks were not afraid of the big slide. The year before, they were. But this year, I did different sizes. When I was talking to Ms. Langford about to keep the water from getting so
disgusting,
yucky, I was thinking, I don't know if this is going to work. This is just something that's been kind of tossed around. What if we got one of those, like, plastic kiddie pools, and we put water in it. They can wash their feet. Like, even if that water in that pool gets dirty,
yeah,
it's better. Gonna step up on side.
Yeah. It helps them from rinsing off into the actual.
Yeah, because that tarp just sinks into the ground. So the next day, the kids going out the next day, I can't dry that ground.
Right. Yeah.
So if we had those kiddie pools, they'd be full of water, and they could just step in that and then step on the slide.
Well, yeah, and then those kids that are there helping us can change that water out.
They just take it away and pour it.
Right, mm-hmm. And refill as it gets disgusting.
We will have Ms. Plotz will send us FCCLA kids. Already got with her. So I can go buy 3 of those little, they're like $10.
Yeah. Yeah. Right now, yeah. They are
$1. The family dollar.
Yeah, I can go get 3 of those, and I'll bring them up here for that. I mean, I just think maybe that might help with some of the dirtiness inside that water.
They just might not be able to pick it up and carry it away.
Yeah.
You put too much water in it.
Right. It just needs to be enough to just rinse their feet off. Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, even if they, I don't know, just something to keep that water from being so dirty. We're going to try it, and then we'll see what happens. Yeah.
So the first one is at 9. What time do you think they should get here?
What time were y'all here last year?
I normally just drop the kids and off. I stayed, and we started carrying stuff over.
Because I start setting up as soon as I get here. I mean, usually it's like 7:15, 7:30. I'm setting stuff up, and water hoses, and blowing up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Michaela makes us be here when the door's open.
Y'all are always the first one to help.
Oh, she is something else.
I hate being late. Oh, Mia.
Yeah,
Mia will not ride with me because she cannot be late.
Yeah.
She'd rather catch the bus every morning.
Well, we would like to make sure that the things are filled up before 9. So the first kids go down it, they're not hitting rock bottom. That would hurt.
Who is the first group?
Third grade.
Oh, it would be okay. They probably need it.
That's a good one to start with because that's our small class. That's a good one to start with. That's a good class.
So I'll try to start setting them up pretty early, like 7:15, 7:30. That way they'll get full and that they'll have plenty of water in them before they start going down because that first group is going to be ready to go. Mm-hmm. And we do have snow cones. Like a snow cone guy is coming that day. And there has a – I'll give you all – there's a schedule too that has a snow cone. They have their own snow cone times.
Right.
So
they come back out that afternoon for the snow
cone? They have to have it after lunch. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have balloons, the bubbles, the water guns, and I'm put, because last year we had quite a few, more than we have ever had, that just didn't do the slides. So I was going to put some little things out there just that they could sit and do. Way. So all that I already have.
Some of them were just like laying out there getting some sun.
Okay. Anything else on water day? Okay. So,
yeah, I have a class. So.
Okay.
Last year,
okay.
This was my conference. So everybody have a good morning. If there's anything else, I just wonder if there's anything else I need to get to start doing.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Have a good
You too.
Candy. So, like Coach Langford said, she's happy this is the last week of the walk across Texas. They have to, like, keep up with all the fourth graders, miles and stuff. So I know they're getting tired. So it'll end, it officially ends like Sunday or something. Were we still going to be able to like do a couple of prizes for them? Maybe like 10, maybe if everybody got like a $10 gift card or something, that would be like fun. Amazon.
I think the loaded teas last year, was that okay?
Yeah, they like those.
I know she's doing them here in Groveton, or should I just go back to the place and call? Like, what do y'all think they prefer? Like, in Trinity? Yeah, because there's S2 and then there's Faithfully Southern.
Does she still deliver here? Faithfully Southern?
I don't know.
I haven't seen her come in like several weeks. They've been having somebody sick or something, so she hadn't been delivering here. But I mean, if they get a gift card, they can go to Trinity on their way to Huntsville or something like that.
And I think we did some, like,
she'll do the cup with the,
like the setup
in it.
Oh, okay.
That's what Randy at the daycare gets.
The setup. Yeah.
And then I think we did, like, some Sonic ones and stuff like that.
Yeah.
For, like, some of the, like, male teachers and guys and stuff.
I mean, how many? I got about $40 worth of $10 Chick-fil-A gift cards. They're just chilling at my house.
That's perfect. They love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just a bunch of little $10 gift cards.
Yeah.
Is that for the teachers?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the other lady's giving the water bottles and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, she brought them. Okay. And so they come in. I've just got to give them to the teachers and they'll give them out. Yeah, they're little, or she brought them last time, the little water bottles with the bands
those
on them.
Cute.
She brought those, mm-hmm. and then she brought ones for adults too.
Good.
I just need to put them in their boxes, whoever did it. Maybe
when did these need to be turned in by?
Maybe sometime. Well, it officially ends on Sunday, so.
Bring them to Water Day?
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay.
Bring them to Water Day, and I'll be able to see who's the top and kind of go ahead and see who's getting them.
Okay.
And then I'll just give them out Water Day. That sounds good. I think that's about it for Walk Across Texas, too.
And then we're presenting May 22nd at 6:30.
Yeah.
Just like we did last year.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll just do the, I'll make the changes on the PowerPoint thing.
Okay. And then we'll get some pictures at Water Day of the kids and put on there. Like
yeah.
And last year.
Update the pictures.
Yeah.
And.
Is that the board meeting? The 22nd. That's sports banquet too.
Oh, it is. Do you do the sports banquet? Okay.
Yes.
I didn't know if fifth grade did it or not.
I don't think so.
Is it just high school? Okay. What time's the sports banquet?
6:30.
6:32. Okay.
Well, we have to move that school board up because it's Labor Day.
What time's the school board meeting?
6:30.
I have to remember all this. Okay.
Well.
Text it right.
Last time they put us at the first, and I mean, we just did it real quick.
I would say the only thing that might come before you is we have a new school board member, and we have to switch them out. So I think they'll probably do that first.
I think they had that last year, too, and they waited until, because it was when Sam was coming on last year.
Oh, and we did y'all first. I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. He usually tries to do it right away.
Yeah, and then we just get out of there.
I mean, either way, first or second, it don't matter.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll have that ready. And what did I bring my computer over last year, or did I? Jack, maybe Jack helped me set it up.
Yeah, he set it up.
Okay.
I remember us talking to him about it, I think.
Yeah.
I think he had it set up ready to go.
Yeah, because I set it up like during the school day or something.
Yeah.
I went over there and.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll get with him that day. Well, I mean, that's about it. I don't have anything else. Anybody else have anything else?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess we're done. It was short and sweet today.